So let's talk a little bit about Enroll BV Coalition. Can you just tell me exactly what it is?
Enroll Brazos Valley Coalition is a group of like-minded organizations in the Brazos Valley that all have been working to make residents aware of the their opportunity to enroll in subsidized health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. There are well over 25,000 individuals across the Brazos Valley that are estimated to be eligible for subsidized health care through the federal exchange. And this group, yeah, through its various organizations, reaches out and touches a lot of those individuals with different kinds of service and has been working to educate them about the opportunity and then assist them if they would like to enroll in health insurance. So it's really, a group of like-minded organizations trying to get people health care and provide them health care options.
Okay, great. And this is the second year they've done this, correct?
Yes. The group initially kind of organized last year and organized during open enrollment. So we learned a lot of lessons about how to coordinate our services and how to work together last year, and are trying to put them now into play a little bit better this year. So we have a website. We have a calendar as a part of the website where people can go and look at where there are educational or enrollment classes or events being offered around the Brazos Valley. So if someone is interested, they can go to that calendar and look to see if there's one nearby them and attend that and learn more about it. And, as well as there is an opportunity on that website for communities or individuals that, say, churches that might think, gosh, we'd love to have somebody come out and talk to the members of our congregation about this, to go in and request an event and say, gosh, you know, we'd like our church to schedule an event where someone could come in and talk to them. They can put a request in online, and collectively the coalition will look at it, see who's available to go out there and set something up. So it's a better use of our resources, coordinating and following up with individuals for everyone involved.
And Tim, go ahead and give me that website, if you will.
So the website is enrollbrazosvalley, all one word, .org.
Okay, great. And then talk about beginning in 2015, if residents don't have health care coverage, they'll actually pay a penalty.
Yes, actually, in 2014, this current year, there's a small penalty that goes up substantially next year in 2015. So there are kind of two messages that we're sharing with individuals when we sit down with them. One is, you know, the opportunity to have health care and have greater access to primary care and all kinds of services through a health plan. The other one is to avoid that penalty, because that penalty will be assessed to individuals who can't show proof of insurance. And so if they don't have insurance and haven't in 2014, they're going to pay a little bit of a penalty, but it will go up as a percentage of their income in 2015.
And when does the open enrollment period begin?
Open enrollment starts November 15th. So this upcoming weekend is open enrollment, and it runs through February 15th. So there's a long, fairly long window, about 120 days. But we are, because what we experienced last year with slowness of the exchange and the online piece, we incur one of the lessons we learned last year is for people not to wait to the last minute, because it gets very crowded. If there are any issues with the website, it could slow down or hamper their registration. So we would encourage people as quickly as they can to come in and learn about it, and then get started if they're interested in enrolling, then get started on that enrollment process. And again, there are certified counselors that can explain the program, explain the different components, and if they've ever had insurance before, this looks very foreign to them, to those individuals, and we help explain what insurance is, how it works, and then literally can walk them through the online process of registration.
Tim, if someone doesn't have access to the internet or the website is a little confusing for them, is there a phone number that they can call to talk to someone more about or sign up through?
Absolutely. We have a couple of local, we have a local office that answers those questions, and we have toll-free numbers set up, and there are two toll-free numbers. The first one is 1-800-318-2596. The next is 1-800-994-4000. And there will be an individual that, can answer that phone, talk to the individual right now. They're it's Monday through Friday during business hours, so we don't have an after-hours capability, although they can leave a message and someone can call them back. So we do have the ability to call someone back at a convenient time and visit with them about what their questions are.
Is there anything else that you'd like to touch on that I didn't ask about already?
You know, I guess, again, that, you know, I guess the coalition would like to reach out to people and say, even if you have insurance, many, many people that have insurance know people that don't. And we would encourage people, most people know someone that doesn't have insurance for one reason or the other. And we would encourage those folks to talk to individuals, share the information, and encourage them to at least find out information about the federal exchange and subsidized health insurance. What we don't want to have happen is people go through and not know they had this opportunity. If someone knows about it and is educated and decides not to, we certainly understand, but we don't want people to go through and not be aware that they had an opportunity to get health insurance.